You're listening to SBS News.
Cooking is the love of Indian migrant Kanveer Singh. It was also his career of choice after migrating to Australia in 2007 to study hospitality.
That's my passion. Cooking is my passion. I even sometimes like just cook at home because I couldn't stop myself.
He landed a job as a chef at an Indian restaurant on the Gold Coast.
It was just look like an angel come for me because in the beginning he was very, very nice person. So I was thinking like this is a miracle happened in my life. So, but like after like some time, it was a totally a different story.
Mr. Singh's boss promised to sponsor him for a permanent visa in Australia under the employer nomination scheme. But later he would ask Kanveer to work without pay.
Because I had my application with the immigration department, like from his restaurant. So he was blackmailing me, like if I'm going to like ask him again and again for wages, he's gonna withdraw my nomination from the immigration department.
The Fair Work Ombudsman says last financial year, more than 2,000 visa holders were helped with workplace disputes. That was 20% of the total number of disputes dealt with. Workplaces were fined nearly $5 million in penalties in cases involving visa holders, and more than $2 million in lost wages were recovered. Mr. Singh worked for 8 months without pay. He has since lodged a complaint with the Ombudsman, seeking more than $25,000 in lost wages. Karina Garland, Assistant Secretary of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, a union organisation, says cases like his are not uncommon.
There's a whole range of cases of exploitation where employers use the power they have in Australia over people who are on temporary work visas to steal their wages.
She says migrants often don't seek help because of fears of losing their visa and says exploitation can come from anywhere.
Unfortunately, the discrimination against migrant workers itself is not discriminatory and is practiced by people from a number of different backgrounds, including migrant backgrounds themselves.
Mr. Singh says he didn't expect exploitation to come from someone from his home country.
It is very shame to say that, like, it is done by my own countrymen. It is very embarrassing.
Mr. Singh's employer cancelled his visa, but he's now on a bridging visa while his appeal is before the courts. He still has big hopes for a future in Australia.
Maybe in next couple of years, like I will own my own restaurant to serve the Australian people.
Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.